Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. Now through July 31st, DuPage Credit Union is hosting a community school supply drive to benefit local students. New school supplies may be dropped off at DuPage Credit Union's Bloomingdale, Downers Grove, Naperville, or Wheaton branch offices. You can also make a cash donation to the DuPage Regional Office of Education. For details about the school supply drive, branch office directions, or additional drop-off sites, visit DuPage.com. That's DuPage.com, DuPage Credit Union, where you belong. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by JW Rural Landscape Services, Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Body Bronze Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan, Massage Mastery by Cheryl in Countryside, and the Naperville Trolley.
Ding! Wow! I feel good! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
Ah! Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show. Every week, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I also welcome your calls, so give me a call. Tell me your thoughts, your opinions, anything funny you want to add. We like funny stories. Give us a call at 347-945-7215. That number, again, is 347-945-7215. Hey, I posted a picture of my brand new coffee mug that I just got shipped to my home, the Dolly McCarthy Show coffee mug with our logo on there, and something's wrong with it. I got to send these back. I was so bummed because I've been waiting, and people have been dying to get these mugs, and I've been so excited to pass them out, but something's wrong with it. I posted a picture online. I'm not going to tell you the company that I ordered it from. It's not really their fault, but I posted a picture on my Facebook page, the Dolly McCarthy Radio Show, and Dolly Caravette McCarthy. You could check it out on my personal page, too. And let me know what is wrong with the mug, and you will have a chance to win a Tom's shoe, courtesy of Kick's Shoes in downtown Naperville. Thank you for them, for that donation. Tom's shoes, you know, they're really popular. My kids want a pair. I told them they got to wait for new shoes until the new school year starts. Anyway, check it out and let me know what you think is wrong with it. That number again is 347-945-7215. My guests on today's show, Amy Brandt with the DuPage Credit Union and Evelyn Rivera Rudo. She's the founder and creator of Muchacha Salsa. We'll hear her inspirational story of success. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, and indeed it is a good show. I do love to hear all the good things that are happening in your life, and you know, I like to talk about good stuff that happened to me this week and that happened to you. Last night, I had the honor of being one of the pourers for Loaves and Fishes Community Food Pantry. And what is a pourer? Okay, a pourer is a person that pours beer. They had this fundraiser at the World of Beer, and yes, I was one of the pourers. They called us celebrity pourers. It was kind of funny. Celebrity, quote unquote. You know, it's not as simple as you might think, pouring beer. There is an art to it. And sadly, I took quite a few tries before I became a master pourer, so all that beer had to go to waste. But luckily, they let me sample it before we poured it down the drain. So there is a fine art to pouring beer, especially those specialty beers. And I did post a picture of one of my first successful pours on Facebook. And it was a great time last night, all for charity, great cause. We were pouring beer at World of Beer in Naperville. They're off of Freedom Drive, right off of I-88. I had a great time. It was all for Loaves and Fishes Community Food Pantry. I was pouring along with my friend Dr. Anthony Lavaca, Nikki Anderson, and Chris Malkowski. We sure rocked it, didn't we, guys? I also met one of the founders of Two Brothers Beers there. He's a really nice guy, a man with a real passion for beer. His place is local, so it's always nice to support the local businesses and make our community here tick. And I want to thank Jody Bender from Loaves and Fishes for inviting me to take part in this great event to support the local food pantry. It was so good to see the place. Did I mention we were at World of Beer? It was packed in there. It was a really festive, lively group, let me tell you. I don't know, maybe the beer brought out the best in everybody. But it felt like I was in an outdoor beer garden, only in Germany, you know. Have you ever been to one of those? Only we were inside. So can you imagine that? Anyway, big thanks to everybody who showed up. There were hundreds of people there. The place was packed. Thanks for all those donated, generous tips that all went to Loaves and Fishes. Didn't go to me. People thought it was going to go to me, but I made a lot of tips in my tip jars, I should say. But it all went to Loaves and Fishes, and I want to thank everybody that came out, my friend Maureen Oberman, Renee and JT Lundy, Mike Marks, Dave Wentz, Leah Rippey. Sorry, I miss seeing you. I know, I saw a picture of you. I know you were there. Matt Doyle, my buddy. Hey, Matt, Mick Doyle, inside joke, okay. Cindy, Amy, Mike, and Little Pooch, and everybody else, thanks for coming out. I shouldn't say names because there were so many great friends there, and I can't think of them right now off the top of my head, so just name a few. But you know who you are. And I appreciate you coming out. I know you're busy, and you came, you showed up, and that's all one can ever ask of a friend, to show up. So I'm so blessed that you came to support Loaves and Fishes, and we're all the better for it. So thank you. Okay, a quick shout-out to my pal Judy Phillip, who was actually at last night's event, speaking of beer. Judy is the co-founder of the Naperville Ale Fest. A shout-out reminding you that all the tickets for the first annual Naperville Ale Fest are still on sale. Sorry, they sold out of the VIP tickets, so no more VIP, but they'll treat you like a VIP. Judy says it's still a great ticket. It's $45 to get in. It's this weekend, July 20th at Naper Settlement. Tap into a good time while giving back. All proceeds from the fest go to benefit the Naperville Heritage Society, which administers Naper Settlement. If you've ever been to Naper Settlement, it's a living history museum of sorts, and there's lots of buildings. In fact, I was a volunteer there once living history museum, in one of the houses, the Paw Paw House. I had to learn all about the Paw Paw, what kind of house it was, how they cool down the house and give the tour, and, you know, the furniture was from Sears Roebuck back in the day. It's a really cool place to visit, and if you've ever been there, and you're thinking about volunteering, that's a great place to volunteer, especially with kids, too. Anyway, getting back to Naperville Ale Fest, check out their website, www.napervilleailfest.com. And do you remember my guest a few weeks back, Don Porras from Bull & Bear? Yes, Bull & Bear will also be selling their fine cigars at the Naperville Ale Fest. So stop by their booth and tell them Dolly sent ya. I don't know if he's going to give you anything, but maybe he'll give you a hug. Ask for Don. All right, let's get to our guest this morning. My first guest, Amy Brandt from DuPage Credit Union. Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning, Dolly. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. You know, tell us about DuPage Credit Union. What types of services do you provide before we jump into all the great things you do in the community? Let's explain to my listeners, what makes you different than a bank?
Well, we're a full-service financial institution, so we do have the same products and services that banks offer. However, we are owned by our members. So we have a volunteer board of directors. Our members are owners, so all of our decisions are made with our members' best interest in mind. We started as a schools credit union in DuPage County back in 1956, so we have a great affiliation with the teachers throughout DuPage County. And we recently, well, I should say it's been 10 years ago now, expanded into 6 other counties surrounding DuPage. So we have quite a field of membership, and we cover a lot of area.
You sure do. Now, where are your locations? I know you've got one in Naperville.
Naperville, Downers Grove, Wheaton, and Bloomingdale. So
okay,
we are in DuPage County primarily.
Okay, let's talk about your specific customers. What kind of a customer do you have or members?
Well,
do you have?
We're open to the community. So, you know, a lot of people have the idea about credit unions that you need to work at a specific company. And like I said, we started as a teacher's credit union, so teachers used to be our field of membership, but we back in the 90s opened to the community. So all you need to do is live or work in one of the communities that we serve, or we do have a relationship with about 500 different companies and organizations. So if you don't happen to live or work in one of our communities, then if you work at one of these groups, or we call them our select employee groups, you're eligible to join as well.
Okay, once you join, what kind of services specifically could I get from you? Can I put all my money into the savings account?
From a savings account to a mortgage and everything in between. So we just recently launched our mobile check deposit. So for those members that might not live near one of our branch locations, they can now deposit checks through their smartphone.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
cool.
So we've had a really great response to that. In the first 15 days of the month, we've had 1,000 people sign up to use the service. So we know that was definitely in demand.
Yes, definitely. That's the way of the world. The way the world is going, that smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I know you also – pardon me?
No, definitely Amy? The way it's going, yes.
Okay, let's talk about some of your the ways that DuPage Credit Union is involved in the community. You guys are everywhere. You've always got your hand in some great cause. What are some of the events coming up that you're a part of?
Well, right now, as you mentioned, we are hosting a school supply drive for the month of July, and we are collecting school supplies to support a few local schools that had reached out to us, you know, in need of supplies for some of their students, as well as the Boys and Girls Club of Naperville and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Southern Kane and Kendall County. So we're asking our members or just residents of the community to drop off supplies, and we will then deliver them to the different schools and organizations. So that's our one event that's going on right now. On Saturday, we are going to also be at the Operation Support Our Troops at Cantini in Wheaton, and we are hosting a table there where we are going to be collecting letters that we're going to mail to the troops just to thank them for their service.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yep. So that's an exciting event that we have not participated in before. And then our last big thing for the summer is the Relay for Life. We began participating last year in the I-88 corporate relay. It's a little different than what the normal Relay for Life is. It's not an overnight event. It's from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. So we have about 23 team members signed up for our team, and we've collected over $3,000 already. So
congratulations.
We're gearing up for that. Yeah, thank
wow.
you.
You guys are really busy over there. It takes a lot of effort to do what you're doing, that's for sure.
And, you know, for years we've always been involved in different community events and sponsorships. Last year we started trying to do some different advocacy things, and we realized that we needed to have some formal type of a program. So this is our first year with having some major causes that we're supporting all throughout the year. And we also added an employee benefit where we are giving each team member 8 hours to do their own type of advocacy within the work week. So they get to use that one day throughout the year for anything that, you know, they're passionate about.
Well, that sounds fantastic. That's, you know, a lot of businesses are now starting to go that way, but it's nice to hear that you guys are one of the leaders and people are following your lead in this effort to encourage your employees to get involved and give back and giving them hours. Giving them
Absolutely.
Hours, always nice.
Okay. Definitely.
DuPage Credit Union is a not-for-profit, full-service financial institution with more than 32,000 members. It has financial solutions to anyone who lives or works in DuPage, DeKalb, Kane, Kendall, Lake, McHenry, and Will counties. And you can learn more about DuPage Credit Union by going to their website. Amy, what's the website?
DuPageCU.com.
Or you can call 1-800-323-2611. Fantastic. All right. Amy, thanks so much for being on the show. It was great to talk to you. We appreciate your support of the Dolly McCarthy Show as well.
Thank
you,
Dolly.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Let's get right to my next guest, Evelyn Rivera Bruto. Hey, Evelyn, are you there?
Good morning, Dolly.
Good morning. Evelyn is the founder, creator of Muchacha Salsa. That's not the first time my listeners have heard about this salsa. Evelyn is so funny. She drops off these big, beautiful pink baskets to me every now and then. And I got the mother load a few weeks back. So I've been giving out salsa to all my friends. And I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it.
Thank you, Dolly. I appreciate that.
Fantastic salsa. Really good. It makes you want a salsa, let me tell you.
Well, it was great seeing you last night. And as always, you look fabulous.
Oh, you are too sweet. You know, I've never met Evelyn, and last night you were so sweet. I loved how you came up to me and introduced yourself. And it was nice to know that people actually do pay attention to my Facebook posts. I was trying to get everybody to come out. And thank you for coming out to support Loaves and Fishes. And it was just too funny. I was introducing Evelyn, I have to tell them the story,
okay,
to a good friend of mine, Matt Weber. And Matt had never tried Evelyn's salsa, so she just whips it out of her purse.
This is true.
I thought that was hilarious.
You
just whipped it out of your purse. And Matt, by the way, I haven't heard yet from him if he's tried it, but we'll to be continued. We'll find out. But Matt and I were so thrilled being around you. You just have this energy. We just started salsa dancing.
And I want the video. You guys have to see this.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Evelyn took a little video of us, and it's a little embarrassing. Well, you know what? Maybe I will. I'll post it. What the
heck?
Oh,
Dolly, you
were having a good time. You know what? You have a great story, your road to success. Tell us about it.
Well, it started about 2 years ago, and it happened in my kitchen, of course, you know, making salsa. But, you know,
doesn't everything happen and start in the kitchen? Everything happens in that kitchen.
And that is so true because it's a gathering place.
Yeah.
And I had
okay.
mentioned that to a friend. It's a great place to talk with family. It's a great place to celebrate. But it's a great place to be creative. And I just have, like, that creative mind. But I love to cook. And I'm not a chef, but, you know, I love to cook. And I have a mom who is a wonderful cook. So I've always wanted to do something like she does. But anyway, long story short, I was looking for something to snack on. And I saw that I had a bag of chips but no salsa. So I said, don't feel like going to the store. Let me see what I have in my cupboard. So I just started grabbing different ingredients that I was familiar with as far as, you know, my background being Hispanic, Puerto Rican, and that love for food and, you know, that Mediterranean. And I'm sure you know
mm-hmm.
a little bit about that because I just learned something about you last night.
Oh, yes. I love Puerto Rican food.
Yes.
I love that.
And a lot of people aren't familiar with
me. What did I tell you?
I'm sorry?
what did I tell you last night?
About your good friend.
Oh, yes, my friend Liz R.C., my beautiful Puerto Rican friend Liz R.C., one of my best, dearest friends. Yeah, for sure. And this
so
is
I
Puerto
hope...
Rican festival this weekend, right?
Yes.
We should
yes,
point that
we're
out.
We're sponsoring that for this one. Actually, it's the Miss Puerto Rico Pageant and Scholarship Awards. This Saturday, July 20th, at North Island Center in Aurora, we'll be the sponsor for that. And then we do have a booth at the festival, July 27th and 28th. And I want to thank my dear friend, Myrna Lopez Freitag, who has just been awesome and had invited me to come and, you know, participate.
Oh, gosh. Okay, hey, let's go back because we jumped.
Yes.
I want to find out about what all did you put in that bowl to create this salsa.
Well, you know,
can you tell us some of it?
Okay, you know, all the ingredients are on the package itself. I designed the label, and
I
wanted
to... label, by the way, hot pink, one of my favorite colors.
Yes,
and the name.
Know,
the name is so great.
it's about us girls, you know, and girlfriends, and it's a term that we use, you know, most Hispanics in one way or another, and we say, hey, muchacha, what's going on? Hey, muchacha, are you coming over? It's like a girlfriend thing. And I wanted to be unique and bold with, you know, my packaging, and that's what it's done. It stands out from all the other salsas. And we are at Caputo's, and that's been
yeah.
a dream in Naperville. Caputo's at Naperville. But, you know, I want to inspire women and men to follow their dreams. You know, all things are possible. If you have a passion for something, go out and just do it. My family has been so supportive. My sister Lucy, who brings tears to, you know, my eyes. My sons, you know, Eddie and Ryan, who have just encouraged me and says, Mom, don't stop. And yet my parents, who are still living, 84, 91, who have just been my backbone. And they're in Puerto
Aww.
Rico, and they're so excited about Muchacha Salsa. So we hope to be all over Naperville, and we are spreading the word around the U.S., actually.
And how so?
You know,
you
through Facebook, through you, Dolly, who has just been marvelous at getting the word out, through Mama Cuisine. I was on the Mama Cuisine show recently. And
Johanna, love her, yes.
Yes, what a doll. And, you know, Facebook and your social media, and you know what? I would ship out salsa to different people. I reached out to Rhode Island, to North Carolina, good friend Debbie Hope, who is actually a bodybuilder. And it is a good food for people that, you know, want to control weight in that. You know, they could snack on it because it's low calories.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you can put it on your eggs. That's what I just did this morning. I put some chocolate salsa on my eggs. I like to have a little spice in my morning dishes. And it's either that salsa or I put the jardiniere. But
oh,
I have to
wonderful.
Tell you, I think I told you this before. I put your salsa on vermicelli noodles.
Yeah.
And it is really good that way. It's almost if you like spicy spaghetti sauce like I do, you could just put this salsa on.
Perfect. It is so true, Dolly, because I have people texting me, emailing me. One gal from Boulder, Colorado, just had texted me and said she put it on her hamburgers. Delicious. You could put
it's really
on.
Good. How did you know? You know, I make stuff all the time, and, you know, I'll eat it and I'll think it's good, but, you know, then my kids will eat it. My friends might say, how did you know you had something special there? And with that, how did you know it was good enough for the masses?
Well, you know, it's funny because I have a good friend, neighbor, Chris Chapman, and I always, you know, whether I bake a cake or make something, and she loves Puerto Rican food. So I would make something and send it over to her, and she just went nuts over it. She says, you got to sell this. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good friend. She's telling me to do this. Yeah, right. And then, you know, like my sister-in-law, Mary, and my sister. And I'll tell you, the true test is my sister. She is a good food critic.
Oh, yes. Aren't sisters the true test? That's for sure. They'll tell it like it is.
Oh, she does.
Oh, you got to love those blisters.
Yes, yes, and I know you have a big family, and it's wonderful, but they encouraged me. And, you know, you start looking at it, how do you do this? Where do you start? And I thought about farmers markets. I had to take it to a lab to have tested for, like, alkaline and your acidity. And on the first try, Dolly, I hit a home run. And
wow.
that doesn't always happen because
wow.
you have to balance that for your shelf life. So when things started coming like this, and I go, one thing after the other just started rolling, I go, this is meant to be. And I just went after it and finally, you know, got into my first store. We've only been out 1 month. That's it. And
has
we
it,
have
has
made,
it, wow.
Yes, but 2 years in the making because I wanted to have it just right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you
now
know,
what,
just,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, people, just if you have an idea, go for it. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it, because, yes, you can do it.
That's such a great little tip you're giving out there, because I tell people that all the time. You know, I won't say my age, but, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore, and life just goes by very
like
fast.
You
All right, I'll push your salsa some more, okay? Is that what you want? You know, but it is so true, and I've had two of my very dear friends passed away recently.
Oh.
And life is short. And
yeah.
I also had a very good friend 8 years ago pass away. And that really, really set me off on this course myself, if I could interject and it just back up what you're saying, that, you know, just go for it. You know, what's the
Absolutely.
Worst thing that could happen? You fall on your face. Well, then you get up again and you try again. And what are you doing it for? You're doing it for yourself, really, to do something that you enjoy and love. And if it doesn't work, well, at least you had fun along the way, right? And
Absolutely.
It's such an important message for women, too, that like you, you know, if you have a product, if you have a talent or something and you've never put it out there, go for it. Why not? Or,
you know,
or maybe not. It's fine, too. But definitely the message is to go for it.
Exactly. And it's never too late. Because, you know, I have 2 adult sons and 5 grandchildren. And, you know, I just started this. And I've always been in business for myself, whether it's designing or whatever it has been. But just go out and do it. And, you know, giving back is part of this process. We are an in-kind partner with Lynn Sage Foundation in Chicago. And I have to tip my hat off to Laura Sage, who gave me the opportunity. And I wanted to give, because it's for breast cancer research, I wanted to give to them. And I was just starting out, and she says, let me help you. And
Aww.
I was just amazed, just amazed. Thank you, Laura.
Well, the product is called Muchacha Salsa. This salsa is dang good, my friends. Let me tell you. It has the cutest label, and it's hot pink, one of my favorite colors. I really like it so much that I even made a video commercial for it, and I might just post that, Evelyn.
Wonderful.
On my Facebook
wonderful.
Page later. And you are just a light yourself. Not only are you spreading the salsa around and making everybody's tummies happy, but you have just this energy and this excitement, and that probably comes from your Puerto Rican ancestry and the way you are, because my dear friend Liz Arcee is just like that. She's got so much energy and excitement. You just have a zest and, just such a thrill to be around, really. I don't know how else to put it, but
Thank
you just
you,
have
Dolly.
So much excitement and energy. So, and it rubs off on your salsa, and it makes you want to dance. So if you want to learn how to salsa, have this muchacha salsa. I'm kidding. I'm just goofing. But it is really good. You can see that video on my Facebook page. I'll post it later. So lots of stuff on the Facebook page this morning. Check it out. Evelyn, congratulations to you. You are such an inspiration.
Thank you,
And I
Dolly.
Wish you continued success. And, again, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. And I hope everyone comes to Caputo's in Naperville for a tasting to sample it.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to be there Saturday morning?
Well, actually, I'm going to be there tonight from 3 to 6 and then Friday from 3 to 6 for tasting. And I invite your listeners to come out and introduce themselves and try the salsa.
Fantastic. All right, everybody, get out there. Tell them Dolly sent you. And it is really good salsa. All right, thanks, Evelyn. We'll have you back on the show. Maybe we'll whip up some recipes and we'll get some video on the Facebook page.
I look
All
forward
right.
to it, to my muchacha girlfriend. Thank you, Dolly.
You're welcome. All right, now it's time to end the show on a good note. Hey, it's hot out, but at least we're not shoveling heavy snow, adding about 20 layers of clothes, pushing our cars out of snow ditches, and trying to block that nasty, bitter wind off our face. Just some of the things to look forward to in a few months, right? So enjoy the heat wave we're having, folks. I was out there doing a story on the heat a couple of days ago in Rockford at a community pool. Did my stand-up at the pool surrounded by all these cute little kids, dripping sweat running down my face as I was doing this stand-up. But it was a blast. So feel the heat, because before you know it, bam, old man winter is back. So enjoy this gorgeous summer day. And on that note, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks again to my good guests this week, Evelyn Rivera Bruto, the founder and creator of Muchacha Salsa, and Amy Brandt from DuPage Credit Union. Thanks to all my listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And, hey, by the way, if you haven't already done so, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll be back. And listen in next week for another half hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. would not. So good, so good, I got you.